Hey, it's Chica, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend some time with me today. No matter where you are or where you're going, thanks for letting me share a little bit of weirdness with you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica in the morning on K94.5.
You know, I gotta give a shout out to Chef Brady. Chef Brady has become a friend, huge fan of his work, and he had told me about a place called Zap Thai, and he said, listen, you don't need to go there for anything other than the wings. I was like, what? Have you ever had wings that are tossed in a sauce, but however, they are still so crunchy? Like, I remember biting in and there was the crunch, and I was like, whoa. Probably some of the best wings I've ever had, Asian-style wings. Without a doubt, some of the best, and I never thought that I'd find it inside of a Thai restaurant. Am I the only one? Anyway, check it out now inside your K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hey, I'm Chica, and a tarot card reader in Michigan told a woman she'd come into some money very soon. Lady goes home, scratches the lottery ticket she bought earlier that day, and won $500,000! Meanwhile, I had a session with that lady, the tarot card reader. Remember, you know, the one that has that place right there downtown, right in front of Bland Tiger? And she just said, yeah, the one you're talking to right now is not the one, and the one after him won't be the one. For once, I would like some kind of fortune teller to tell me something like this, and this happened to me, not... K94.5, Shreveport-Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello there, it's Chica, and oh my gosh, yesterday was nothing short of epic. Yesterday was the official, I think Mayor Tom Arsenault made it 50 Cent Day. Point is, if you were there yesterday, we want to see your photos. Everything you need to know about the craziness that went down in downtown Shreveport in the best of ways inside your K94.5 app. But there were a couple of bombshells that were dropped yesterday. Not in a bad way. 50 Cent announced he's bringing... It's not just like, hey, by the way, millennial... No. This guy's bringing a whole entire music festival. A music festival! All right? And then to top it off... He was like, oh, by the way, I want to build this. I want to do that. Now, I get it. There's a lot of people that are jaded in town. There's a lot of people who are like, we've had all these different people come to town and they haven't done anything. I'm telling you, yesterday was one of the coolest experiences. Walked away filled with hope, joy, excitement for the future. So grateful that 50 Cent decided to call Shreveport home. We're so pumped about this. Everything you need to know inside your free cash.
K94.5. Here are three things you need to know before you go.
One.
Crazy things are happening for Shreveport, and we're excited about it. I don't know if you heard, Curtis 50 Cent Jackson was in town last night, and really, it was an epic day. A day full of hope and joy for Shreveport. He has some crazy plans. Obviously, we want you in the loop on all that. Check out what he plans to do in Shreveport inside your free K94.5 app.
Two.
All right, so I don't know about you, but finding out that our girl Taylor Swift bamboozled us in the best of ways from Taylor. It's a 2 a.m. surprise. The Tortured Poets Department is a secret double album. I'd written so much tortured poetry in the past 2 years and wanted to share it all with you. So here's the second installment of TTPD, the anthology. 15 extra songs. And now the story isn't mine anymore. It's all yours. That's right. Two albums, 31 songs. I'm over here like, baby girl, what are you doing? Yes, more please. Will I keep playing Taylor Swift? Absolutely. You ask for it, I'm going to do it.
Three.
All right, man. Tomorrow's the day, 420.
And a lot of different businesses are celebrating it in a new, unique way in Shreveport. But I did see that Billboard released their list of 25 potent songs for 420. Like Rick James, Mary Jane, 36 Mafias, Stay High. There's a lot of them. And I was thinking, how are we even going to celebrate that holiday in Louisiana? Am I the only one that's... No? I can't be the only one.
Now you know.
Now you know.
Find out more in the freak.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hello there, I'm Chica. And if you got a hot date this upcoming weekend, five things they're going to immediately notice and judge you for. All right, let's talk about it. Your manners and how you treat the server, the waiter. They're going to notice how you interact with them and the wait staff during your date. Super important. Your outfit. Just make sure it's appropriate for the venue. Obviously, you don't want to be overdressed in a suit at a bar or underdressed in a t-shirt at a nice restaurant, right? Your grooming and hygiene. Obviously, you need to cover the basics. A shower, brush your teeth, do your hair. Other things, too, like are your nails trimmed? Is your beard trimmed? What kind of fragrance are you wearing? Your facial expressions coming in at number two. It includes making eye contact versus looking away constantly or smiling authentically instead of forcing it, and your body language. So stuff like how you walk or how you sit in your chair. Good posture makes you more attractive and signals that you have confidence. So five things your date is judging you on: body language, facial expressions, grooming and hygiene, your outfit, your manners. Best of luck this weekend. I want you to find your person. I want you and your person to run off into the sunset, but I need to make sure that you're showing up, right? Crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, all right? Because you deserve love. You deserve to find your person. Good luck. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. Hey, I'm Chica, and I kind of like this idea. So this restaurant... And keep in mind, this is a restaurant in Verona. It's called Al Condominio. And they said, hey, we want to try something new. Why don't we encourage diners to be more present with their companions and have them give up their phone? Keep in mind, this giving up your phone, totally optional. But you get a generous perk like a bottle of wine. I mean, how genius was that, right? You get a free bottle of wine if you give up your phone when you go in. They put the phone in a box. It's even locked with a key, which they give to you. But I don't know about you. I have a hard time making it. I was on a date last night, and I caught myself checking my phone multiple times. And I finally was like, hey, I am so sorry. He said, it's all good. He said, I'm going to chalk it up to it being work. And I was like, oops. Meanwhile, it was my girls' group chat going off. Like, I have multiple group chats with girls. And you know, when those chats are going off and you're like, ooh, I'm missing out. Oh, my gosh, I got a punchline I could put in there. Or somebody's dropping mad drama and you're like, ooh. I caught myself not being present in the moment. And I just put my phone in my back pocket and was like, you have my undivided attention, sir. It was... my reality check that I needed, like, Chica, get off your phone. You're at dinner. It's a freaking date, for crying out loud. And your girl wonders why she hardly ever scores a second date, right? So let's challenge ourselves. How about you treat yourself? I'm going to polish off this bottle of wine if I could stay off my iPhone or whatever it is that you have. Could you do it? Does anybody else get anxiety when they don't have their phone? They feel like they're missing out on something? I think I'm addicted. K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. I'm Chica. And I remember one time a guy asking me, like, how loyal are you in a relationship? And I think I had the best answer. Like, baby, I still cheer on the Dallas Cowboys. And they ain't give me a ring the whole time I've been a fan. Okay? That's how they mistreat me so bad. And they put me through the highs and lows every season. My entire family. And we're still loyal. We're still diehard Dallas Cowboy fans. Apparently, me, along with the rest of the cheaters on Ashley Madison, agree. So the cheating site, AshleyMadison.com, asks users to name other things that they'd be less likely to cheat on. So, for example, their regular coffee order, 85% of cheaters wouldn't deter from it. This is hilarious. So keep in mind, these people would rather cheat on their spouse than cheat on these things, okay? Their chosen political party. Maybe. No. 89% said that They would never cheat on their therapist. They would stick with their therapist over their spouse. 90% said that they would feel worse about cheating on a test than cheating on their spouse. And 90% said that they would feel worse about cheating on their favorite sports team than cheating on their spouse. So apparently my whole answer of like, baby, I don't even cheat on the Dallas Cowboys. What makes you think I'd cheat on you? Apparently I'm right up there with AshleyMadison.com users. Now keep in mind, I did find it funny that 82% of people on Ashley Madison would never cheat on their barber or hairstylist. Well, you know what, though? I will say this. I feel like barbers and hairstylists are just like your therapist, man. They know all your secrets. I know my girl Lindsay Montgomery. I've asked her several times, like, hey, she works at this boutique, and I'm like, how many crazy things do you hear a day? And if so, can you share them with me? Girl won't give anybody up. And I'm sitting here like, come on, a little bit of cheese, man. So, I mean, when your hairstylist is just as loyal to you as you are to them. Now, if we could work on the whole till death do us part, not cheating on our partners, maybe we'd be happy. K94.5, hello there, buenos dias. It's Chica, and I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what side of the political realm you're on. I do not care. If you were there yesterday, we are all one, baby. It was one of the most beautiful days that I've ever seen in Shreveport. Shreveport was filled with hope and joy. 50 Cent gave a quick little speech, like just like a, hey guys. And it wasn't focused on like, hey, I'm gonna, you know, make all this money coming to town. I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Homeboy came out like with the most beautiful thing ever, just talking about what the future of Shreveport looks like, right? And he was talking about, you know, bringing jobs to town and all that. But all in all, a town that has been overlooked for so long, a town that has been served up so, oh my gosh, Elio Motors, right? So many things that Shreveport has been served up, right? So I get it. We got a little bit of pessimism going around town. We got a little bit of negativity. In fact, if you and I are friends on Facebook, Crystal Chica Montez, I posted a picture of Mayor Tom Arsenault, Shreveport's mayor, and 50 Cent signing the lease. It was in a media room. Tell me why I spent all night, and I think the picture went semi-viral. So tell me why I'm sitting there having to delete so many hateful comments. A day that should be celebrated. A day that, guys, do you realize in what horrible shape Shreveport's in financially? Do you realize how scary it is to own a business in this town, right? And now you're going to tell me, no, I don't want this feller coming to town. The comments that were on this post, guys, we got to do better. We really do. I will say this, it was so cool to see people of every race, every background. I mean, it was the coolest smorgasbord of people that I've ever seen. There was one point where a councilman said, I have never seen this many people downtown. It was so cool to celebrate new beginnings and good things happening to town. If you love your city as much as you say you do, right? First off, let's be on our best behavior. Let's be nice, right? And let's celebrate the fact that somebody looked at Shreveport and said, you know what? We could do something. We could do something with this town. Also, if you ever think that my Facebook page or even K94.5's Facebook page is a place for negativity, I will block you so fast. That's all I got to say about that. Only positive vibes. You know how much effort it takes to be a negative Nancy all the time? Ugh. Go out and enjoy the sunshine or something.